RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, is Aaron Glenn going to draft, is going to be part of the decision-making? Is Muji had a pretty good draft, right? And he did at least understand that he had to say yes to the two offers. Now, we don't know exactly how those deals went, but the idea that they were even willing to offer that, it's a great couple of trades. So you have a little bit of confidence in Muji. But you got to have faith that if you put the right people in place, that a right decision can be made. Like, I think that Joe Shane has done a terrible job as the Giants general manager, and I think he should no longer be in that position next year. Doesn't change the fact that he drafted Jackson Dart, and we could say, and I have, that it's Brian Daboll's decision. He was the one who pounded the table for him. He's the general manager. It had to go through him. If he felt like Jackson Dart wasn't the pick, he wouldn't have made it. He gets credit for it. And right now, I feel like that's the saving grace and why I feel like the team could be good next year. Malik Nabers was a good pick. Is it easy? Was he drafting at the top? Is it pretty safe to draft wide receivers? I mean, Marvin Harrison Jr. was drafted ahead of him, and right now, based on what's going on with them and their quarterback situation, his injury history, like, even though Nabers missed the entire season, you feel like Malik Nabers has been the more dynamic player in that position. So, like, he gets credit for that. Abdul Carter, I think, you know, we talked about how many pressures he had this year. I don't think he's a bust at all. I think that proves at the very least he's not a bust. I don't know if it proves he's one of the best defensive rookies in the league or, you know, anything like that, but it's a lot of winning and beating the man in front of you when you get pressures, and I don't think you could be declared a bust 1 year in, no matter what's gone on off the field, when you have as many, you know, rushes as that from a defensive end inside linebacker. So those are good picks. You had a good draft. A couple of good picks here or there. Burns was a good trade. Doesn't mean he's not inept, incomplete, and like, I still think you can make good decisions. And you still have, you can't be afraid. Like, I guess that's my point with the drafting of the quarterback. You can't be afraid. So many Jet fans are afraid to make that pick. So many. So many. Oh, we need a quarterback. We need a quarterback. And then when it comes to the draft, you're like, I don't want to draft him. I want to go get Malik Willis. Let's just go get Malik Willis because, you know, he had two good games in Green Bay. Let's not try and find our future franchise quarterback because I'm afraid they'll screw that up. And they certainly have in the past. Doesn't mean they will moving forward. And it doesn't mean you don't take the chance. But that decision is that important that, and I've been saying this for weeks, even before the rope's been let go by the team, and even before, you know, he's backed off some of these comments and said even more ridiculous things and, you know, made it even worse over the last month. I was always questioning whether or not Aaron Glenn, with the way he handled the quarterback position, should be in a position to make this decision. And I feel even more strongly about it today. But that doesn't mean that the Jets shouldn't do things or the Jets are incapable of doing things. They're not cursed. I don't believe in curses. And if they take the right quarterback, if they end up with Mendoza somehow, or they end up with the quarterback who is the guy, it will change. Maybe not day one, but it will change.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral. Voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.